الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Because there are gaps in the subs in front of us, let us fill in those, inshallah. Amongst the beautiful teachings, Mubarak teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we come to the Salatul Jumu'ah, to sit as close as possible to the minbar. Make our niyyah that we sit only and solely for the pleasure, the happiness of Allah Ta'ala, that whatever is said, the reality of it enters our heart. And Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq towards practice and our islah, reformation takes place through the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allahi 12 shahran fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal arda minha arba'atun hurum dhalika ad-dinu al-qayyim fala tadhlimu fihinna anfusakum wa qatilu al-mushrikina kaffatan kama yuqatilunakum kaffah wa'lamu al-muttaqin. Innama an-nasi'u ziyadatun fil kufri yudallu bihi alladhina kafaru يُحِلُّونَهُ عَامًا وَيُحَرِّمُونَهُ عَامًا لِيُوَاطِئُوا عِدَّةَ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ فَيُحِلُّوا مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ زُيِّنَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ أَعْمَالِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم بارك لي في رجب وشعبان وبلغني رمضان وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, on the most precious gift of Iman, that is the given gift of Allah Ta'ala, undoubtedly, without any eligibility, deservedness, or worthiness from our side. And for that we say alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. The more we express gratitude, the greater the guarantee is, not only of the protection of a ni'mah, but an increase in favors from Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the emphatic promise of Allah Ta'ala, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala furthermore has made us in the ummah of His beloved Habib, Sayyidina Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala in His entire creation, the most special, the most lofty to Allah Azza wa Jal in His entire creation. The month that we are presently experiencing, the month of Rajab, a month of great significance, it is the precursor, the preparatory stage for the coming of the great month of Ramadan. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite, O Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, that month that follows it. And O Allah, look at the yearning and desire, enable me to reach that great Mubarak month of Ramadan, that enough should spur us on to anxiously await the coming of that great guest, that is an awaited guest for every believer, and a burden for a hypocrite, the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So Rajab on the one hand, the first of the steps towards the great month of Ramadan, where we should earnestly, spiritually prepare, increase in our goodness, anxiously await the coming of Ramadan. The month of Rajab also has another significance, that it falls within those four sanctified months. In the ayat of Quran Sharif recited from Surah At-Tawbah, Allah Azza wa Jal says, the number of months according to Allah, in the original book of Allah, the Lawh-e Mahfuz, the safeguarded tablet, from the very time that Allah had created the skies and earth, was decreed that there are 12 months. So 12 lunar Islamic months is the original. Right from the time Allah had created the skies and earth, in that great safeguarded tablet above the seven heavens, already Allah Azza wa Jal had decreed that originally there are the 12 lunar Islamic months. So these months, the Muharram Safar system, this is divinely ordained by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal also say that amongst these 12, there are four which are sanctified. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam elaborates, the four sanctified months, the four months of sanctity, the three of them are such sardun that come continuously after one another. Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, 11th and 12th month of the Islamic year, And Muharram, the first of the Islamic year, and the one that stands out alone, the month of Rajab itself. So Dhul Qa'da, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram. So within an Islamic year, Muharram is the first. Rajab, the seventh Islamic month. The Arabs, due to contaminating and changing the laws that had come down from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, some of them had mixed it up so much that they had ascribed the month of Rajab to the month of Ramadan. So there were many of them who would call Ramadan a form of Rajab. But there was one tribe who kept it in its purity, the tribe of Mudar. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Rajab, Rajabu Mudar, the real Rajab is the one commemorated by the tribe of Mudar. They have maintained its original sanctity. So Allah Ta'ala says that amongst these 12, there are four sanctified months. That is the true, established, firm deen of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, therefore, do not be oppressive within those months. Fight against the mushrikeen, the polytheists, collectively, as they fight against you collectively. Allah Ta'ala says in the verse that comes thereafter, or some lessons that we take from this first verse, that the system of 12 Islamic months divinely ordained by Allah Ta'ala, we learn from here that we try and make a complete Islamic mindset in all matters and affairs. The Arabs would conflate, would pollute, would contaminate the sanctity of this month. Let us remember that these 4 months were sanctified in the teachings of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, even before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most definitely amongst them Hazrat Ibrahim and his son Hazrat Ismail alayhim as-salam. The Arabs prided with themselves, they were adherent to the teaching of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So they knew, as in the teachings of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, as the Anbiya alayhim as-salam before that, that these 4 months are sanctified, that one gives it its reverence, its honor, increases in goodness, stays away from wrong. And the original command was that fighting, bloodshed, hostilities, and even hunting was prohibited in these 4 sanctified months. They would refrain from these activities. In the early days of Islam, the same continued, but fighting's prohibition was abrogated, that no longer stands. But the sanctity, that these are 4 very special months. They are months in which we try and increase in goodness, and especially every effort to refrain and stay away from sin as much as possible. And therefore to resort, we are insan, we are human, we are fallible, abundant tawbah and istighfar, acknowledgement of our sins, to feel shame, remorse and regret, to make a firm intention not to go back. If it is the rights of people that we are owing, then to pay those and fulfill those. But very important is to sincerely beg Allah Ta'ala in His court for forgiveness, for cleansing, for maghfirah, to resort to abundant tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. So they would alter and change around the sanctity of these months in the following way. Is that if, for example, they were waging war that was a cheap commodity, on the most trivial of reasons, they would resort to bloodshed. One of the great accolades of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to have fostered unity in people who would go to hostile wars for decades on the most trivial of reasons. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had fostered such brotherhood and unity. Humanity has not seen anything equal or even close to it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had fostered this unity. So if they were waging war, for example, and they thought it convenient to complete that war, but the sanctified month was coming, let us say Rajab was now on the doorstep, they would change the law. They would say that this is the month of Sha'ban, and we push Rajab forward by 1 month so that we can finish our wars and then go back and sanctify the month of Rajab. So they would move the months around front and backwards to suit their own whims and fancies. Sometimes, if they realized, because of pushing the months forward, a year has gone by and they've only sanctified 2 months, they would say this year is going to be 14 months and then months additionally making it 14. So many, many changes, so much so that the original system was completely lost to them. That is why our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Hajjatul Wada, the farewell pilgrimage on the plains of Arafat, said that due to the chopping and changing of the months, such changes have come about. But today, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafat, in the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, istadara ka hayatihi yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal ard, that there has been a complete circle. What all the chopping and changing, it has returned to the original pure state as the day when Allah had created the skies and earth. And alhamdulillah, the beauty of Islam, the miracle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it remains protected and sanctified the Islamic year with the months up to now. The 4 months of sanctity are absolutely known. So they would chop and change, delay, sometimes bring forward, sometimes move it around, merely to suit their whims and fancies. Very great lesson for all of us, that when it comes to the laws of Shariat, we tailor ourselves, our thinking, our mindset, our beliefs, our activities, our dealings, all aspects of our life be tailored and subservient to the pure and most perfect laws of Allah Ta'ala in the Shariat of Deen, and not the opposite, that to suit our whims and fancies we try and tailor make and bend the laws of Shariat in order to accommodate ourselves, whatever it may be. So we become a Muslim, and yes, definitely we are weak, we have many sins, we have many, many shortcomings, but understand and acknowledge the pure law of Allah Ta'ala as it is, as ordained by Allah Azza wa Jal. If in practical terms we are short, acknowledge that, beg Allah forgiveness, then that great hope is always there for a person to come into the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that all things have turned the full circle. The original state remains as Allah Ta'ala had decreed it and ordained it. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about this heinous practice of the mushrikeen, of the Arabs. إِنَّمَا النَّسِي, the delaying and the changing and the chopping of these months, it is an increase in the deviation, that they make halal that which Allah has made haram and vice versa. But one thing they would do was try and have 4 months of sanctity in their own way and mannerism. They would change it around so as to maintain that 4 months. But Allah Ta'ala says in doing so, they had made halal that which Allah Ta'ala has made haram. And this is how the sinful and heinous actions had been beautified to them. Very important lesson also that we learn from the sanctified 12 months of the lunar calendar. Let us keep that in mind at all times. Know the Islamic date at all times. A Muslim literally means one who hands oneself in totality to Allah Ta'ala. So every aspect of life, keep track of the Islamic date, the Islamic month, the Islamic year, on a daily basis, keep that in mind, utilize it wherever we can possibly. In the days of the week, today, mashallah, the congregation's presence here itself attests to that beauty of Iman, that we know the beauty and the significance of this great day of Jumu'ah. But let that transcend into all parts of our lives. When we have to write down dates, where possible, then inshallah, we put down the Islamic date, preferably put it before the solar system. Yes, for necessity that has to be used in the environment that we are in, but our mindset should be one that is completely Islamic. We find some other practices, for example, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّيَامُنَ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Some great sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah loves that you start, you commence on the right-hand side in all your important matters and affairs. So we enter a room, for example, a social family get-together. Make the habit when we enter the room and we are making salam, start with those who are on our right-hand side and go from the right. We are sitting down to eat. The food is passed around. After we have dished out, pass it to the person on our right. This was the practice of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in all noble affairs and matters, to commence on the right-hand side. In putting on our shoes, we put on the right side first. When removing, we remove the left side first so that the right remains on as long as possible to the last. Noble places, we enter the masjid, we enter the home, we enter with the right foot, the relevant du'as. When we leave home, leave the masjid, enter the bathroom, then we enter with the, or we leave the masjid and home with the left foot, we enter the bathroom with the left foot. So bring about this complete Islamic identity in all matters and affairs. So commencement on the right-hand side is an action that Allah Azza wa Jal loves, in all noble and commemorable affairs. Similarly, now the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وِتْرٌ يُحِبُّ الْوِتْرَ. Allah Azza wa Jal is one that is an odd number, and Allah Ta'ala loves that you do things in odd number. Therefore we find in so many aspects, in ruku, tasbih, subhana rabbi al-ala, subhana rabbi al-azim, 3, 5, 7 times, the washing of the limbs in wudu 3 times, and in so many other aspects of our lives. So let that come alive in different ways. Once I had the honor of being in the company of a very senior alim, and when the tea was poured, and we were putting the sugar in for him, so I asked him how many teaspoons. He says, normally others would say 2, but put 3 3-quarters, so that we act upon the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah is one in odd number, and He loves things to be done in an odd number. So similarly, in various aspects, bring alive the Mubarak ways, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when arriving in Medina Munawwara, noticed that they would commemorate 2 days of happiness, of celebration. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah has now replaced this with 2 days much greater than the 2 days of Eid. The famous incident to bring ourselves in total Islamic thinking, eradicate other norms and practices that may be prevalent because of society. When Sayyidina Abdullah, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu conquered Egypt, he noticed a heinous practice that when the river Nile would flow, prior to that, they would take a young girl, adorn her as a bride, beautify her with the best of clothing and jewelry, take her to the strongest current in the Nile, throw her into the river, and perceive this as a means of sacrifice for the Nile, so that it will flow and there will be inundations that will help the agriculture. Sayyidina Abdullah bin As, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As was very perturbed with this, tried to stop them, but this was ingrained in them. He wrote to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Khalifa. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wrote a letter, "O the river Nile, if you flow of your own accord, we have no need of you. But if you flow with the will of Allah, then we command you in the name of Allah Ta'ala to flow without such heinous practices." He stopped the sacrifice of that innocent little young girl, and that letter of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was thrown into the river Nile. Subhanallah, that year the flow and the inundations were far more than previous years. Allahu Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Reminder that we have this great honor and opportunity showing our love, dedication to Allahu Azza wa Jal by means of His house. The honor, it is really an honor to contribute to the house of Allah, the madrasa system. We know the immense benefits that emanates in that maktab system of teaching. So we have this great opportunity. Inshallah, let us donate as generously as possible.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله عباد الله لقد قضى الله تعالى وقدر أن يتمايز كل شيء ويتفاضل ففضل الله بعض النبيين على بعض كمحمد وإبراهيم وموسى عليهم السلام وفضل بعض الأماكن على بعض كالحرمين الشريفين وفضل بعض الأزمنة على بعض كالأشهر الحرم ومن تلك الأشهر الحرم المفضلة شهر رجب الحرام فقد كان شهر رجب معظما في الجاهلية ولما جاء الإسلام أقر تعظيمه وزاده فضلا وإجلالا فهو أحد الأشهر الحرم التي عناها القرآن الكريم حين قال إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. وقد وضح النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بقوله: السنة 12 شهرا منها أربعة حرم، ثلاثة متواليات: ذو القعدة وذي الحجة والمحرم ورجب مضر الذي بين جمادى وشعبان. أيها المسلمون، إن من مقتضيات حرمة شهر رجب الحذر من الذنوب والمعاصي، فقد أمر الله تعالى قائلا: فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. قال قتادة: إن الظلم في الأشهر الحرم أعظم خطيئة ووزرا من الظلم فيما سواها، وإن كان الظلم على كل حال عظيما. عباد الله، إن المستهين بحرمة شهر رجب قد أوقع نفسه في حرج حين شابه الكافرين، فقد كانوا يتلاعبون بالأشهر الحرم فيحلون ويحرمون ويقدمون ويؤخرون تبعا لأهوائهم، فنعى عليهم القرآن ذلك. قال: ما النسيء زيادة في الكفر يضل به الذين كفروا يحلونه عاما ويحرمونه عاما ليواطئوا عدة ما حرم الله فيحلوا ما حرم الله. أيها المسلمون، ليس معنى تعظيما لشهر رجب أن نجاوز حدود الشرع ونخالفه، بل لا نزيد في رجب من العبادة على ما نفعله في باقي الشهور. فلم يثبت عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه خص شهر رجب بصلاة ولا بصيام ولا بغيرها. فمن أراد الإحسان في شهر رجب فليصنع ما كان يصنعه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طوال العام، فليصم الاثنين والخميس وثلاثة أيام من كل شهر، وليقم الليل بما استطاع، وليكثر من ذكر الله تعالى وغيرها من القربات، بشرط أن يداوم عليها طوال العام كما كان يفعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولا يخص بها شهر رجب وحده. وإن فيما ثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم غنى عما سواه، فإن الخير في الاتباع والشر كل الشر في الابتداع. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله والمواظبة على ذكر الله، ألا خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. من أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك وتحنن وترحم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، خصوصا على الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره، وأذل الشرك وأشراره. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Fill in the gaps between shoulders, fill in the gaps in the steps in front of us, then as close as possible, leave no gaps at all between the shoulders.
أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين عبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الله.